Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
It's time to worship, praise, and celebrate the Lord. Say celebrate. Glory to God. It's good to be back in the watch. Oh my goodness. I think my molecules and atomic particles just absorb strength when I'm in the watch. I want to tell you, when we watch and pray and worship like that, I hope your molecules are excited. But my molecules are going wild. So, if your molecules are not awake, that was the blast, the shofar, over us to say, awake up, wake up. Let the watchman awake. Glory to God. It's so great. I've had to be involved in a lot of going out there and helping the nation and blessing people who are hungry and thirsty for revival and for miracles and for signs and wonders and restoration. And it's time for restoration. God wants to revive you. God wants to revive your family. And glory is coming upon you. You know, the headline, I just wanted to show you a headline. And it's got spiritual connotations. Because this is the headline. This is just happened, I guess, a couple of April 28th. So that was just, what, a few days ago, right? What's today? May 12th. So about two weeks ago. But this is an official report. It says, the nationwide drought of the last few years is over in the United States. It says the exciting news report says that drought within the United States is over, which is the lowest it has been in 17 years. So, drought in the natural, in the spiritual, has got connotations. Again and again, the Lord says that when you are in drought conditions, God tells His people to watch and pray and fast and cry out and weep between the porch and the altar until God restores the land. And as He brings restoration, now He is restoring the land, that means He's bringing restoration into the lives of God's people. And He is bringing restoration tonight. I want to declare here, let me tell you the scripture. I mean, you can, if you want to do a Bible study, you can do the book of Joel. It's a short few chapters, so it's not too long. But it says a lot about revival and restoration. And it gives a prescription for us as individuals, for you as a family, for your finances, for your children. And so it says, fear not. Joel chapter 2, after a lot of the, because I've got so much stuff here that I'm summarizing some of my thoughts. But it talks about how you need to seek the Lord and cry out to the Lord, the priests and all the intercessors and all the people gather together in His house and cry out to Him and seek His face and repentance. And then He says, fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pasture of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit. The fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. How about that? I found a spelling mistake in the official Bible here. I used to edit for Derek Prince, another help him in the program. Instead of vats, they're saying fats, but it should be vats, V-A-T-S. And the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. That is when prosperity comes. They were an agricultural society. So when prosperity comes, that was a sign of prosperity. Say prosperity. Say overflow. Wine and oil. So that meant wealth. They got lots. I mean, the harvest has come in. And so they got its overflow. Say overflow. And I will give you the former and latter rain. So when we have, if you remember over the last few years, from time to time, the watch focus will be, we pray for the drought, especially the drought in California. But California, they had vast portions of the land that, do you know that during the Second World War, the San Joaquin Valley kept the United States fed and fed Europe. And the Pacific nations, there was so much overflow. It was such, the whole valley itself. And then it had been for years, has been in drought conditions. A lot of the old farming places, all that had to be, had to shut down. It was tragic. Now, there has been so much rain. Say so much rain. There's an overflow. So, in that, it's a spiritual thing, therefore. And God's people, that means you, say it's me, need to recognize the flow, the prophetic flow, and say, this is God. This is God. Say, this is God. And it does not matter. There are spiritual forces of darkness that will confess when the time of restoration and rebuilding is in process. There'll be supernatural voices, demonic things. The devil does not like restoration. He hates revival. And he wants to attack. He's a thief, a robber, and a destroyer. So tonight, this is the sound as you were dancing before the Lord and this is the sound of revival. And then you take the flow and apply it and rejoice and get the overflow. Say, I'm getting the overflow. Touch your chest. Tell yourself. First, you say, the drought is over. Now, if I can speak as a spiritual father and take you into a corner apart from anybody else and very privately, like a father, say, I'm going to kick the fire out of you if you start discouraging yourself. All right? You know how you take your children aside? We were rehearsing that there were kids we see that sometimes, that they have not had any, and it's more the parents, they have not had much correction as they grow up. And then when they're in public, we had, from the beginning, our children understood that if they misbehaved, when they got home, destruction waited them. And terror by day and night would visit upon them. And it was a religious experience for them. They grew up healthy. Praise God. Anyway, in that sense, we need to learn, God is saying, I am restoring. I'm bringing restoration. And I'm not going to listen to lying spirits and the thief and the robber. It's a time here, all right, say to yourself, the drought is over. Now, if you're near a neighbor, pet them and speak prophetically over them. You are tap and say, the drought is over. And I'm speaking not only to you, I'm speaking on behalf of your children, of husbands and wives and brothers and sisters, and you're going to be emissaries of revival glory and overflow. And see what the word of God said. This is the word of God. Tell your neighbor, this is the word of God. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice. For the Lord will do great things. The Lord is doing great things. I want some Tarzan experience here. Beat your chest. Say, the Lord is doing great things. All right. Say, that's the word of God. All right, so that's scripture. Joel chapter 2, verse 21. And again, prophetically, we are speaking not only to you, I'm speaking for the future, for your children and your grandchildren. We are blessing them. And we are releasing from the watch tonight the word of the Lord, which says the Lord is doing great things. I don't care what the lying demons say and what the spirit of Sanballat and others, and there are spiritual forces. The enemy will lose purposely to steal, to kill, to destroy if he can. And we are building, even tonight, I thank the, give the worship team a big clap. Michael and the whole team, thank you. They were leading us in a march of restoration, of dance and worship, and we are building a zone of glory. And we are releasing revival and restoration. We are not going to speak negative forces and releasing them, because the word of the Lord stands forever. One of Brother Derek Prince's, my mentor and apostle, would say, all flesh is as grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God stands forever. Okay? Even into eternity. Believe me. Hey, even when you are, I was talking to someone just a few hours ago about my experience 16 years ago when I had to have intense surgeries. I was ministering in Dublin. And I took sick, and then I was able to make my way to London. And then the London guys immediately sent me to hospital. And the surgeon looked at all of that, and he said, you could possibly die in the next 24 to 48 hours. And the glory came over me. I started laughing. I said, I am ready. And I got drunk in the spirit. It was like the spirit. And the Lord gave me assurance, if I die, big deal, I'll be in the glory. Absent in the body, present with the Lord. So there's no fear. Say no fear. Don't you ever be afraid of shadows of death and all that. We are never threatened, because it's one step away from even awesome, more glory. Okay? Hallelujah. So But right now, we are in the present, and the Lord is doing great things. And God is calling you and I to be a prophetic people, a dynamic people. We are not going to be defined by demons, okay? Say, I'm not going to be defined by demons. An important word. Because sometimes, if we let our guard down, the demons will speak to you and you're going to start defining situations from the point of view of demons and dark voices. And some of them, for example, the last few days, do you know that the employment level in the U.S., we have been praying over the last few years, Lord, restore jobs. Lord, remember that? Watch focuses. Some of you may remember. It's a specific, Lord, I get to travel all over the U.S. and have seen so many wonderful, good, hardworking people out of jobs. And, I mean, just couldn't make ends meet. Not because they were lazy, or anything, but they just weren't jobs. And right now, we are, again, at better employment levels than 17 years ago now. I mean, it's like nearly full employment. God has done that. It's like overnight, something is changing. And so we want to see it and prophesy over it and thank the Lord and say, more, Lord. The Lord is doing great things. Say, the Lord is doing great things. So always remember this part of the apostolic principle. You can talk language like that. See, and impress people. According to the apostolic viewpoint of the nation and things like that. But it is. It is God. Jesus is the chief apostle. And he's speaking. And that's, I'm going to be defined by what the Lord says, by what the Word says. The Word of our God stands forever. And right now, we are beginning to see the rain, the effect of not only regular rain. So this is this headline, nationwide drought is over the last few years. That means over the last 17 years, this is the best in where the rain is concerned since the last 17 years. Running, the water is bubbling out all over the place. We have abundance of water. Say abundance. So we prophesy over it. You see prophetically, and then you say, wow, God has called me to prophesy this over the land. And you are part of the land. Your job, your finances, your children's finances, your business, our business, this city's, this region we are over, this nation, we speak prophetically. Thank you, Lord. So now, if you will listen to the voices of the Sanballat, the Horonites, and the Sanballat, Horonite, and those negative words, forces, they will purposely ignore the good things God is doing in the land. I'm not interested in making political statements here. But I want to recognize the goodness of the Lord. God, you are a good God. Lord, thank you. You're doing this and you're doing more. You're going to do more. We are in the flow for more. We are in the flow for overflow. And speak that over your husband. Speak that over your wife. Speak that over your business. Speak that over your sons and your daughters. We are in the time of overflow. Okay? And the drought is over. So that's a prophetic word. Used to take some effort to now it is reality. So now we want to see it even more so in the practical realm. And when the Lord comes and restores Zion, it says, these things will come. And I'm grateful. That means I'm not giving any credit to anything else except the Lord. Saying, thank you, Lord, you're answering prayer. And that means we are in revival and we are going to see multiple millions of souls harvested for the kingdom of God. Souls will come. I praise God for each of you. But whenever we gather in every gathering in the time of revival, The auditoriums are full. I read about some of the times of John Wesley, of different visitations of from Azusa Revival, especially the ones I'm so familiar with, or some of the amazing glory meetings of in the 40s and 50s. Do you know that in New York City, when Billy Graham went in 1950, something like that, which was it, 49-50. Anyway, he rented the stadium for a few days, and there was such a harvest of souls, they kept on hiring the stadium week after week, month after month, we're talking about New York City, and the stadiums would be full of multiple thousands of people, hundreds of thousands that came over these many, many months, and thousands came to the Lord. That's part of what you say. These are signs of visitation. It's God's mercy. But we want to see every part of this land in revival. Yeah. Then we want to see, may that there are many people listening to us in India, in Russia. Do you know this program in Germany? Many people listen to this word, and we are praying that that revival glory will be there over Europe, over Great Britain, over France, over Germany, over Switzerland. There are many lands that need that. So we are. That's just my point number one. You know, another thing that I saw a picture of, they had the idea. It's so, for me, it was touched my heart that even in the prisons, they had an idea that so many men, because of the smallest drug offenses, they're in prison. I pray that there will be, things will happen for restoration even there. I pray for people who are in prison. And I know people who are for the smallest little burp. And you, when you are in your late teens, early 20s, the biggest anointing you have is the gift of stupid. You know, I'm so glad that somehow I bungled through my late teens and early 20s, because I can see some of your faces. You could have ended up in prison. I could have. I'm just saying thank you, Lord, for your grace. But there are so many, my heart, I'm just saying, my heart is so full of compassion of people who are, for the smallest burps and stupid things, they're in prison. Now, there are some who have done very violent things and all that, and they need to be. I saw a picture where someone had the bright idea of having father-daughter dances on certain days. And there are so many broken families, but the men got to dress up really well, and the daughters could wear their ballroom gowns, and they were able to dance with their fathers. And I said, yes, thank you, Lord. And just that, it'll totally change that girl's life, and those fathers will have a vision. I'm not going to do this again. There's a beautiful young lady waiting for me who is my daughter, and I'm going to be there as her father. Anyway, that's just one of those signs of restoration. But anyway, this week I want you to rehearse over ourselves, over your business, over the church, over this church, over our area, over our region. The drought is over. And declare it in your house. The drought is over. If you need, we may need to give out anointing oil again. And we're going to anoint our homes again to be and be there at the watch when you can to celebrate, because you are doing something also. Remember now, what did your neighbor prophesy over you, by the way, a moment ago? Yay. You get an A, Cindy. Your wife will ask you, what is the declaration this week? The drought is over. And it's in print, okay? I printed it out just for you so you would know. This is official headline. Nationwide drought of last few years is over in the U.S. And so, spiritual people who are trained in the Word of God, and you are being trained, you are being discipled in the Word of God, you will recognize, just like a doctor recognizes, this means it's so-and-so. So, when you see these signs, positive signs, it means God is restoring the land. That means we are not only, hey, we're going to be once again, you know what, I mean, in the 50s, there was a man I heard about, and when I first came to the United States, I'll be frank, my wife needs to slap me if she doesn't. Anyway, but I had never seen, I was from Africa. I'd just seen all my life, just a young guy coming in and went to American college, university. And we were number one in the nation at that time. Look back, this is the mid-60s. Wayland Baptist College, Wayland Baptist, was the champion, women's basketball champion in the whole United States. It was number one. I don't know how they did it, but they were number one. So that you want to go to basketball? I said, sure. So that took me along as the guy who had just come from a foreign nation. And before there were cheerleaders. I had never seen cheerleaders before. And I said, the Lord has done good things. Now, you can slap me later if you want to. But I was just a young man. And the cheerleaders, it was a game between Laterno College and Wellington Baptist College. And the Laterno cheerleaders. I wanted to transfer immediately to that university. Anyway, all that, there's a reason why I'm telling this to you. The guy who founded Laterno College was a man named Laterno. And Holy Spirit would give him ideas for all these machinery. And he invented most of the road machines you see, or the third, fourth generation development of the machines. The road machines you see that making road works, all of that, was invented by this guy. And he got it from the Lord. So very quickly, he started giving 90% of his income to the Lord, lived on 10%. And then eventually, I think, he gave 99%. I mean, he was so blessed financially. And I want that. I remember I told you, Bonnie and I were there a few years ago in another nation. And the pastor said, someone wants to give it. He's giving us our ministry and the church a tithe. And he wants you as a man of God to bless it. Pray over it before he gives. And so here we are, laying hands and said, this is unusual. This is, you know. I said, what's the tithe? And he opened the check, and it was a tithe of $25 million. Remember? And he apologized to me and said, Pastor, I'm so sorry. The full tithe that's coming in, there'll be, by the end of the week, I'll have $5 million to give. That's just his tithe that was giving. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is to whatever level, I want God to bless you and your children in the realm of prosperity. So may your tithe be $2, $3, $4 million. Wouldn't that be nice? So that's the increase of prosperity in some of the Asiatic countries. You should see the abundance that God is beginning to give. And I'm grateful. I'm saying, do it, Lord, in America. And do it for Great Britain. Do it. Let true supernatural prosperity come. Solomon, as Sheba looked at Solomon, how God had blessed Solomon, she said, I thought I was a queen. I didn't know nothing. This is prosperity. I mean, that's, and it's not so much, I mean, how many Cadillacs can you drive? I mean, it's so that we can give. Laterno said, what can I give to? I want to give to Christian education. So he founded a university, a college, just out of, I'm said, praise God. May you and your children be so blessed. There will be universities named after you. Amen? Or at least more than enough so we can go out there to evangelize the nations. All right. Praise God. Amen. The other part that I want you to see in the spiritual realm, I'm just going to just begin to share this. But there is a thing that you are doing as you worship and praise. You are building something. You are building and restoring something supernatural over you, your home, over this church, over this region. And we want to continue doing that. And in one of the expressions that the Lord impressed upon me from the spiritual viewpoint, not from the regular natural viewpoint, but you've heard the term build the wall. And there have been the campaigns, political campaigns, build the wall. In fact, by the way, I heard today, it was either today or yesterday, there were yearbooks in Charlotte, some high school. How many of you heard that? Someone in the graduates were allowed to make a comment, you know, do anything. Hey, have a blessed time. Be blessed in college, increase, or whatever. And so they were supposed to write some kind of comment. So some high school kid wrote in there, build the wall. That's a high school kid. Just being whatever. And the school authorities got so hyper, they recalled every yearbook that had been printed. I said, that's typical. But this happened right here in Charlotte. Anyway, but in the natural, just want to say that now be careful. I'm not making any political statements, but we have had in the United States this last year we had 52,000 people who died of drug overdoses. And quite a bit of it is because the borders had not controlled. Now, at the same time, I want to say I am for full legal immigration and people, just generous amounts of zillions of work permits so that people who want to work can come across and work wherever. We need we need people in the farming industry, building industry, and so this was so in the past, and we need lots of good, hardworking people to come. So but there is a wisdom, even in the natural, for having sound borders. Like Israel has to watch its borders and have the right kind of fencing so the terrorists don't come across. or right now Hungary is building sound fences because they're getting whole bunches of people coming across from the radical Islamic nations that can, they are afraid they will be flooded over. So there is wisdom in getting the right people across, but not the people who will blow you up or those who are bringing truckloads of methamphetamines and cocaine and bad destructive drugs. Anyway, so the Bible has much to say about how in the ancient days cities and cities were nations like almost like nation states. And you will find that there were there the walls, fortresses were there to protect the people. And we have it says Isaiah, let me tell you, this is one of the founding scriptures of the watch. Isaiah 62, verse 6, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day or night. Ye that make mention of the wall, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, till he make Jerusalem a praise on the earth. So Jerusalem had walls and gates. And I was led by the Lord. The Lord showed me how we are to maintain spiritual walls of protection around ourselves, around our culture, around our families, so things don't creep in and attack and take our children captive and different kinds of demonic values that we don't want our children to have. That, do you know that in certain nations now of Europe, there are, the Austrian prime minister said, to make all our visitors welcome, we may need for all our women to wear veils. I think I showed that headline to Bonnie. I said, can you imagine all the Austrian women being required? I mean, he was just saying, to make the visitors now comfortable, all the women may need to wear hijabs. Well, I would say, tell that to some of the American women and see what kind of reaction you will get. But that is, when you start, you don't have proper boundaries, these kind of things that are coming in, where the children become completely, will not consider the things precious that you consider, like honoring our flag or honoring our veterans or things like that, that suddenly they're anti-American, they're anti-veterans. And those, if they see people in uniform, they will spit on them. Why is that? Because they have gotten negative values that was not from you. It was from somewhere else. So there is God, there is a wisdom that the Lord put in the Bible about having protective walls. And for me, I'm thinking about spiritual walls. And it keeps the danger outside and the enemy outside the walls. And that you were supposed to monitor the gates of the city so you would know who is coming in and the Al-Qaeda or ISIS does not come in to play havoc on the population or the thieves and the robbers. if the walls are breached, there is disaster. Okay? Since I'm a movie nut, and I can share some of these things and some of the pictures in my brain. Do you have that shot from the movie? This is from the two towers, and this is the defense of the wall of Helm's Deep. Just a few seconds, I wanted you to play that. I thought give you an exciting moment or two. That's from the movie The Two Towers. But they were defending the wall. See, I want you to picturize. You are on the wall. And you're watching. And the enemy forces are coming. And this is a shot, in some ways, of spiritual battle. See, that's in the spirit realm. When we worship and pray, we are building the walls, strengthening the walls for our families, for our city, for our nation, for your children, so that the dark powers cannot come. That's why we have to keep our churches strong, our worship strong, our praise strong, because in the realm of the Spirit, we are building the walls. And I've put you as watchmen on the walls. Keep the walls strong. Keep the dark forces away. So it is a major responsibility of believers and of God's church to keep the walls of our culture and our nation strong. The walls around your family strong, so demonic forces cannot take our children captive. And you find, and I will end here. This is maybe next week. I'm on page 4. I've got 17 pages of handwritten notes. Just want you to know, these are all handwritten. And the Lord was telling me, we are rebuilding the walls, just like Nehemiah did, rebuilding and strengthening the walls around our children, around our nation, around our economy, around the Church of Jesus Christ, around the gospel of the kingdom. You find, in some ways, if you're keeping up with the news of what's happening in Europe, for example, we are not yet at that place. But it is like the battle at Helm's Deep. It reminds me of that, that there are so many onslaughts against that culture, that wall after wall has fallen, and they have yielded one value after another value after another, so that I don't even want to get into that realm where it's the opposite side. I want to just emphasize that the Lord is bringing us into a time of restoration. Yes. That on the across, if we don't pay attention to it, then the other thing is waiting for us. And so we keep, like Nehemiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, you're going to go back and rebuild the walls that have fallen down. Go back. And then his job under the anointing is to rebuild the walls. That's what we are doing, is strengthening the walls around our families, around each of our children, around their prosperity in the future, around the call of God, around the church and its prophetic calling to the nations. We can either let the walls down and let the culture fall, or we can rise up and hear the call. And the thing is, the Holy Spirit is saying, I am pouring myself out. Just like the rain over your nation, the drought is over. and I'm bringing. God is doing great things. Say, God is doing great things. So we are in the flow of the anointing. Okay, I feel that headline just stood out for me, that officially this is more rain than we have had in the last 17 years. God is answering our prayers. And we get in the flow and prophesy and keep prophesying. Drought is over. God is doing great things. Amen? Tell your neighbor, God is doing great things. So we're going to prophesy. I want us to just go back to worship. And just as we were dancing before, I want to specifically declare over each of your children, over your grandchildren, that the drought is over. Over your finances, over your bank account, I want you to prophesy the drought is over. Okay? And that's God's prophetic word for us. And I receive it by faith. And I'm going to encourage myself and say that God is doing great things. And I want to prophesy over you. God is doing great things. God is doing great things. God is doing great things. And he's doing miracles. He's healing. We have had wonderful cancer healings here. And people are coming. I'll tell you that I'm getting messages. People are already planning to come to our Pentecost miracle services. There are so many testimonies of God doing great things through this church, through the prayers and praises of the watch, and the word is going out. So, hallelujah, the drought is over. We had, in Maryland, I was with Scott, and we had manifestations of glory that I had not seen over the, it's coming back, all right? It's coming back, and the glory is welcome. Yes, yes, Lord, yes, woo! We're going to declare the drought is over. Let's stand up. And the drought is over. Prophesy over yourself, over this church. I want you to come up here and call out the names of your children. Tell others, agree with me, and prophesy over your families, over your finances. The drought is over. Come closer, all of you, for a few moments. Then you can go back to your seats. But we're going to practice that and release that anointing. Hallelujah. Marriages. For people who are single, it doesn't matter whether you are 84 or 18. Partners released in the glory. Marriages. Weddings. That was one of the signs we had. Marriages just released. And people, partners being released. That's part of the fruit of restoration and revival. The drought is over.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.